The attack happened as Barrett was coming to the aid of a woman who was trying to protect her infant granddaughter from the baby's inebriated father. Barrett's new one-minute ad includes television news coverage of the beating and shows a hospital picture of the mayor's bloodied face. Barrett's wife, Chris, narrates part of the commercial.
I know, and our kids know, that their dad will always stand up for them. And he will always stand up for Wisconsin.
Barrett's ad comes a week after Republican candidate Scott Walker was criticized for running a commercial showing him putting on boxing gloves and saying that Barrett had thrown verbal punches at him. Some claimed Walker was playing off Barrett's beating. But Barrett told reporters yesterday that he's not trying to use the beating for political gain.
I think people will judge that for themselves, but again, it's part of my life. There's no question it's something that I think about and it affects me every single day.
How does it affect you as far as being the governor?
Oh, I think I can't shake hands as well as I'd like to. That's the most significant change. But other than that, it gives me an appreciation, quite honestly, of domestic violence in the state, because that's what the situation involved.
Barrett says he started the ad now instead of waiting until after Tuesday's primary because he says he thinks more voters started to focus on the fall elections after Labor Day. Republicans are holding back on any criticism of Barrett's new commercial. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.